But it's been an agonizing few days for the families of the 40 people killed in a Swiss bar in the early hours of New Year's Day, with many still not formally identified due to the severe nature of their burns. Amid the grief in the ski resort town of Crans-Montana, there's also growing anger. Swiss prosecutors have now opened a criminal investigation into the two managers of the Le Constellation bar where the blaze broke out. The pair are suspected of homicide by negligence. Earlier, I spoke to Camille Kundig. She's a journalist at Swiss Info. That's the international online service of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Camille Kundig, what do investigators now think caused the fire, and how clear a picture do they have at this stage?
So according to the local public prosecutor's office, everything currently points to the fire having been caused by sparklers, so spark-emitting candles attached to the champagne bottles, and probably they were held too close to the ceiling, and the fire is believed to have started there and spread very rapidly, and experts believe that what followed was a phenomenon known as the flashover. I don't know if it was talked about it in Australia, about this phenomenon. It's when a fire spreads in an enclosed space and heats its surroundings, increasing amounts of flammable gases are then released. And once there is a critical temperature, it's around 300 degrees Celsius is reached, these gases can catch fire very, very fast, almost simultaneously. And at the same time, the rapid increase in the pressure causes the fire to spread very fast. And investigators are also focusing on the soundproofing foam installed on the ceiling of the bar. But according to the prosecutor's office, they're also examining other things like the bar's latest renovation or the operating permits, the other safety measures.
Yes, we all seem to have become experts in this concept of the flashover in the past few days, but presumably this wasn't something that your average person in Switzerland was aware of before this devastating fire. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I would say to most people, it's quite a new concept. I don't know if you had, maybe in other countries, it's where catastrophes, unfortunately, like this already happen. It's wilder known, but I would say here we had many experts talking in media and explaining this.
And the two managers of Le Constellation are now under criminal investigation for homicide by negligence. What do we know about that charge and its possible consequences?
I mean, not only now they are suspected of homicide by negligence, but also bodily harm by negligence and negligently causing a major fire. So the investigation focuses on duty of care, foreseeability of the risk, and whether reasonable preventive measures were taken by them. And yeah, important to note, I'm sure you all know that, but while there is suspicion, there is of course the presumption of innocence until any conviction. And also Switzerland follows a civil law system, not common law, as I believe is the case in Australia.
And the two bar owners, they haven't been taken into custody, have they?
No, not yet. And actually the woman is injured also.
Oh, she was in the bar that night?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're Swiss nationals?
They are from Corsica, France, but they own this bar since more than 10 years.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Camille Kundig, a journalist at Swiss Info. That's the international online service of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. Where are things now at in the effort to identify both those who have died in the fire and the many people who've been injured?
I mean, as you probably know, 40 people have died, unfortunately. 24 victims have been identified as of today. The youngest only was 14 years old. Among the injured, 113 out of 119 have been identified. The identification process is still ongoing, and actually parents are traveling across cantons between Switzerland but also countries, because injured have been sent to specialized clinics in Belgium, Germany, France and Italy. In search for their children, many of the injured suffered burns covering more than 50% of their bodies. So sadly, this death toll could also still rise.
That's Camille Kündig, a journalist at Swiss Info, the international online service of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.